Al-Qaeda is the group that plot and planned and trained killers to come and kill people on our soil. The same bunch that is causing havoc in Iraq were the ones who came and murdered our citizens.
There is no connection between 9-1-1 and Iraq. There never has been, never will be. The day after the veto, he still comes out and uses his lie. He's delusional. He's a lunatic himself. And now, another benchmark for success in Iraq. Is it crazier than the last one? You better believe it.
Either we'll succeed, or we won't succeed.
That was really funny.
And the definition of success, as I described, is, you know, sectarian violence down. Success is not no violence. There are parts of our own country that, you know, have got, you know, a certain level of violence to it.
Yes, Newark, New Jersey. It's a lot like Baghdad.
Success is a level of violence where the people feel comfortable about living their daily lives.
People who find comfort in violence. The delusional president. Next.
Is finally in. It is shocking. President George Bush is a progressive.
From the podcast, Capital of the World. This is The Last Angry Man, a podcast. And now, George Bush with quotes from the past 4 years of progress in Iraq.
I announced the end of major combat operations in Iraq. We have made progress. We've made good progress, sir. And we are making steadfast progress.
We're making great progress.
We're making progress.
And we're making progress toward that goal.
We're making progress.
American and Iraqi forces have made substantial progress.
We're making progress toward peace.
Iraq has made incredible political progress. We have seen encouraging progress.
We're seeing progress on the ground. I'm encouraged by the progress.
And we're making progress. There is encouraging progress in Iraq. This is real progress. But I see progress. Initial signs of progress are encouraging. We're beginning to see some signs of progress.
Bipartisan majority of Congress sent the president a bill to fully fund our troops.
Well, apparently that wasn't good enough, now was it? Two vetoes, one for stem cells and one to stop the war in Iraq but yet fund our troops. What does the president want? He wants to kill more Americans. He doesn't want to save lives, that's for sure. For a man who's for the right to life, both these signatures are quite shocking in that they are the antithesis of life. To help cure disabling diseases and get Americans home from a war, do you think those would be bills the president would hail? But no, instead of signing those bills into law, he signs a veto, a big V. A veto of death of American troops and disability for Alzheimer's victims and people with Parkinson's disease. All those people are doomed. Under this president, find no compassion at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue if you're a veteran, if you're in a war, or have a disability that can be cured by stem cell research. Forget it. You're not invited. The doors are locked. The party's over. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is no home for you. It's his home. You're not invited. You have a disease. You have a son or daughter in the war. Forget it. You can't come here. You're just not welcome anymore. It's vetoed. You're vetoed. It's what we like to brag about in this country as compassionate conservatism.
Ah, yes. Compassionate conservatism.
Like any alcoholic or someone addicted to gambling, George Bush is doing just that. He can't get enough of it. He can't lose. He's going down in the flames of his own administration.
He's burning.
Burning to the very core of his own being. Tortured by his own policy. He can't seem to face the fact that his policies are destroying this country. Destroying his administration. Destroying our credibility around the world. His disastrous policies are destroying him as well. He is a tortured man inside the White House, like Nixon days before his resignation. With an ego bigger than Texas. And a list of failures that stretch this nation long. Here's a man who no longer can make a sentence, no longer can say two words that make any sense, who still believes in a war that's going down. He's the only American left, the last man standing, who believes this war can still be won, who believe anything good can come of it. Yet there he is, fighting the war every single day, telling Americans straight to their face everything's going to be all right, that we're making progress. You know what? He's dangerous, and that's a fact. George Bush is changing views on what the war is all about.
The mission is there to be a democratic Iraq where they have elections to elect their government. We are in Iraq today because our goal has always been more than the removal of a brutal dictator. It is to leave a free and democratic Iraq in its place. I've just returned from Baghdad. And I was inspired to be able to visit the capital of a free and democratic Iraq. Our goal is a democratic Iraq that upholds the rule of law, respects the rights of its people, provides them security. As stated in a speech in the lead-up to the war, a liberated Iraq could show the power of freedom to transform the Middle East. The 83 days since I announced the end of major combat operations in Iraq, we have made progress.
This administration should get a clue. It's not working.
Actually, we lose ground every single day, Mr. Bush. Every single day. And more troops. We just had the deadliest month in at least a year, if not the whole war. Now, our mission is accomplished when there's just a level of violence we can live with. And if everything isn't already infuriating enough, listen to this. This is why he says he vetoed the bill.
Members of the House and the Senate passed a bill that substitutes the opinions of politicians for the judgment of our military commanders. So a few minutes ago, I vetoed the bill.
Well, isn't that the reason why we're losing this war? He himself substituted the good advice of our military men and women when he went into the war without enough men, when he didn't plan for after Saddam Hussein. Indeed, this president was lying to us the entire time he was telling us that he was listening to the military. He was never listening to the military. He never listened to what the generals wanted on the ground. He's always listened to people like Cheney and Rumsfeld above all else. Thus the name, the last angry man. How dare he? How dare he say that? That is absolutely outrageous. Nancy Pelosi.
Instead, the president vetoed the bill outright. And frankly, misrepresented what this legislation does. This bill supports the troops. In fact, it gives the president more than he asked for our troops. And well, they deserve it. They have done their duties excellently. They have done everything that has been asked of them. All of this without, in some cases, the training, the equipment, and a plan for success for them. The president wants a blank check. The Congress is not going to give it to him.
Rightly so. Who would give a man who's losing it any kind of blank check? A good start, Congress, but I hope, by all means, it's not the end. It was either the day of 9-1-1 or the next day that the president came out and said, it's going to be a war, a long war, a 10-year war. How did he know that the very day the buildings came down in New York City? One thing about George Bush is he doesn't always lie. He said this war was going to be ended by a different administration, and he means it. Another administration will end this war. Not him. If anything, he'll continue to expand this war, make this a larger war, a bigger war, that he can win this war, when in reality, we know he can't. We all want to believe that our president is smart, that he has a plan, that he's being advised by good people. Whoever was there to advise him to give him any kind of good advice, and I don't know who those people were, they're surely gone by now. We're left with second-rate people who no longer tell him the truth. He's living in a reality that it's not reality. This president has put this country in a dangerous place. He's killing Americans every single day. He doesn't seem to have a grasp on reality, and there's no one there to give him that reality. What now? I don't know. I think we all hope it'll just fix itself, and it may just do that. Or it may not. From the podcast, Capital of the World, this is The Last Angry Man, saying good night.